50 years ago, here in the U.S., protesters were taking to the streets. Philadelphia and Harlem saw race riots. Atlantic City saw picketers screaming outside the Democratic National Convention. In Washington, D.C., anti-war activists took over the National Mall. And the soundtrack to it all was one song. Martha and the Vandellas' 1964 hit, Dancing in the Street. Mark Kurlansky has written a new history of that protest anthem, which, he says, has spread like wildfire through the music industry and been covered by dozens of bands.
Van Halen. Everly Brothers. A summer is here and the time is right for dancing in the street. Ramsey Lewis did my favorite cover of it. He did... You know, it's a jazz trio, and it just completely turned the thing inside out. Michael Bolton, Neil Diamond, not one of my favorite ones. French and Finnish and Danish. It's just a great song that everybody wants to do, but not that easy to pull off. In fact, the only recordings that have made it into the top 10 was the original, Martha and the Vandellas, and Mick Jagger and David Bowie, which is a recording that everybody either loves or hates. South America, Australia, France, Germany, UK, Africa.
Well, in your book, you propose that Dancing in the Streets was an iconic song of the summer of 1964, an anthem, as you say in your title. And as we know, that summer was a pretty turbulent time in American politics. We saw the arrests of civil rights demonstrators, the burning of black churches, not to mention everything that was happening with the United States and Vietnam. And yet today, I'm sure people listen to the song, and many of them would just say, it's a pop hit, it's a party song. So I'm curious, how did the tune become the protest song of that summer back in the 60s?
Well, I think the key to the history of this song is that it's a song that inspires you. It makes you feel like doing something. So it all depends on what it is you want to do. That summer when it came out, it was released July 31st, 2 days before the Vietnam War began. During the height of the civil rights movement's Mississippi Freedom Summer. So it was a time that begged for meanings.
So do you think its original legacy is lost, then, that idea of it being a protest song?
I went and tried to watch all of the movies that have used it. Now, there's this Whoopi Goldberg movie, Sister Act 2, which, you know, it's not a film that's often brought up in serious discussions of cinema. But there's an interesting moment. She plays this... Vegas singer who's hiding out as a nun, and she's trying to raise money for a glee club. She goes out on the street in San Francisco, and to raise money for the glee club, she sings Dancing in the Street. It doesn't matter what you wear, just as long as you are there. So come on, every guy, every girl, everywhere, around the world. And that's exactly right. You know, this is a song that gets people on their feet, and it can be used for whatever you want. It can be used for black power. It can be used for feminism. It can be used to raise money for a glee club because it just inspires people.
Mark Kurlansky's new book is called Ready for a Brand New Beat, How Dancing in the Street Became the Anthem for a Changing America. Thank you for joining us, Mark.
My pleasure.